This week's Parsha, Parsha's Bullock, starts off Vayah Bullock Eskola She'usa Yisruel Le'emoiri. Bullock saw everything which Klal Yisruel had done to the Emoirim. And as a result, he became scared and he decided we got to fight against Klal Yisroel. It's very interesting to note the difference between how Parshas Bullock starts off and how Parshas Yisroi starts off. In both cases, the Torah tells us about two people who they heard about Klal Yisroel, Bullock and Yisroi. Bullock heard and he decided we've got to fight Klal Yisroel. Yisroi heard and he was so impressed, he left his family and his nation. He came out, he said, I want to join Klal Yisroel. Two people here, one person hears, and he decides to fight. He's annoyed, he's angry, and the other just the opposite. So how can it be? Two people hear the greatness of Klal Yisroel, and one takes it this way, and one takes it that way. If we look in the Psikim, we'll see the answer is written in the Psikim. When the Torah, in this week's Parsha, tells us what did Bullock hear, what did he see? Tells us the Torah, Vaya Bullock, what did Bullock see? Eskol asher usa Yisroel le'emoiri. He saw what Klal Yisroel had done. The Boishim's name is not mentioned. Boishim doesn't come into any of it. Parshas Yisroi says in the Torah, Vayishma Yisroi, what did he hear? Eskol asher usa Elohim. He heard what the Rabbein Shalom had done, Lemoshe Yisrael Amoy, Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisruel Memitzrayim. That the Rabbein Shalom had taken Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us very clearly, what did Yisrael hear? He heard how the Rabbein Shalom had saved Klal Yisrael. Parshas Bullock, no mention of Hashem's name. All he heard was, all he saw was, Vaya Bullock as Kol Asher Usa Yisroel. No mention of the Rabbein Shalom. Carries on the Parsha and tells us, Vayishlach Maluchim El Bilam Ben Ba'oy. Bullock sent messengers to Bilam, Likraloi, to call him, Leimoi, and he told him, Hine Am Yotzo Mimitzrayim. A nation has come out from Mitzrayim. Again, it appears by themselves. They just by themselves have come out. No mention of Hashem's name. Later on, in Parshas Bullock, this is in Perek Chof Gimel, Pusik Chof Beis, says Bilam there, a Pusik, Keil Moitziyom Mimitzrayim. It's the Rabboim Shloilam who took them out of Mitzrayim. Explains Rashi, Ato Amato, you Bullock, you said, Hine am yotzum in Mitzrayim. A nation came out of Mitzrayim. As if to say, by itself. Says Rashi, lo yotzum ma'atzmoi. They didn't come out by themselves. Like you Bullock are saying, oh, they just happened to come out. Haipzach Mishun, they didn't come out by themselves. Elohu Elohim hoitziyo. It's Rabbein Shalom. So Bullock, very conveniently, decides to ignore the bigger picture that there's a Rabbein Shalom. The Boishim performed Gevaltik and Nisim. It's Rabbein who took us out of Mitzrayim. He ignores all of that. All he saw was, Vayah Bullock as Kol Asher Usa Yisroel Lemoiri. He only saw what Klal Yisroel is doing. He didn't see, pretended not to know, that there's a Rabbein Shalom. So if only Klal Yisroel, Am Yotza Ma'atzmoi, a nation by themselves, oh, we'll take care of them. Yisroi, Yisroi Vayishma Yisroz Kol Asher Usa Elohim. Yisroi, he understood, he knew, they didn't come out by themselves. It's Kol Asher Usa Elohim. Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisroel Mimitzrayim. And that's the difference between Yisroi and Bullock. Two people can see the same thing. Two people can hear the same thing. It all depends how you look at it, how you understand it. Do you just look at it superficially, or do you want to understand properly what's happened? Now today, Tezvov Tammuz is the yahrzeit of one of the famous great Gedolim, the Oy HaChayim HaKudosh. Reb Chaim Ibn Attar was one of the famous Gedolim. His parish is printed in all the Mechemushim Mikruos Gedolos, one of the major Meforshim on the Chemesh. And he asks a Gevaldige Kasha. Bullock sends a message to Bullock. Va'ata l'cho no'ura li eso'om hazeh. I want that you should curse this people for me. Ki yodati, because I know, es asher tevurech mevoirech v'asher tuoy yiyoy. Whoever you bless will be blessed, and whoever you curse will be cursed. Now, it occurred to me a kasha, and I didn't see any of the Meforshim ask this question. But with the words of the Orach Chaim HaKodesh is answered my question. We see Bilam tried so hard to curse Klal Yisrael once and twice and three times, and he didn't manage, it didn't get there. At the end of the day, what he was trying to do was, he was trying to save Bullock, Melech Moav, he was trying to save Moav. They were scared of the Yidden. So instead of cursing the Yidden, I've got for you a different Eitzah. Why don't you give a brucha to Moav? Give a brucha to Moav. Hashem doesn't want that Bilam should curse Klal Yisrael. So the game is over. So you can't save Moav. Moav was scared they're going to be attacked. Okay, don't curse Klal Yisrael. What should you do? Give a brucha to Moav. Give a brucha to Moav. That nobody should be able to attack Moav. That Moav should be invincible. That Moav should be able to overpower anybody who attacks it. Give a bracha to Moav. Bullock says, I know. It's asher tevurech mevoirech. Whoever you bless is blessed. V'asher tuoy yiyoy. And whoever you curse is cursed. So he asked him, L'chol na'ur li Yisrael, go and curse Klal Yisrael. So Bullock Taka wanted that he should curse Klal Yisrael. And Bilam also wanted because they hated the Yidden. So they were using this as a teretz, as a pretext, as an excuse to curse Klal Yisrael. The Goyim always do that. They just use us. They just make excuses to be anti-Semitic. They're really the love Yidden. They just happen. It's all excuses. So they just, okay, but you saw your excuse didn't work. Your plan has failed. And at the end of the day, you're still scared. Moav is still scared. They're going to be attacked. They're going to be overcome. Like happened to Sichon and Oig. So Bilam, give a brucha to Moav. And Moav will be safe. No. Why didn't he do it? So comes along the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, and the Or HaChaim HaKodesh asks the following question. Bullock says, I know, Es Asher Tevurech Mevoirech, whoever you bless becomes blessed. V'Asher Tuoy, and whoever you cursed, Yia will be cursed. Ask the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, I know and understand that a Rusha has a koyach to put a klola on somebody else. We know when we go to a tzaddik for brucha, only somebody who's a grosser mensch, his bruchas are fulfilled. So to get a brucha, you need to be a grosser mensch. But for a kalola, even a rusha, says Orach Chaim HaKodesh, he's got the koyach of putting an ayin hora on somebody. He can put an ayin hora on somebody. He can be mazik somebody. He can put a kalola on somebody. You don't need to be a tzaddik to punish somebody. An ayin hora, even a rusha can do that. So says the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, I understand what Bullock said. I know whoever you cursed will be cursed. But he said to Bilam, I also know, Asher Tevurech Mevoirech. I know whoever you blessed will be blessed. Frek the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, what koyach did Bilam have to give bruchos? His words are that Bilam was like a chamoya. So his bruch is like a birchas chamoye, like the bruch of a donkey. It's meaningless. It's got no power. So how did Bilam have a koyach to give bruchas? I understand he had the koyach to give klulas. That answered. But bruchas, where was his koyach to give bruchas? Azoy freit Orach Chaim HaKodesh. And he says a very interesting teretz. The emes is, Bilam had no koyach whatsoever to give any bruchas. But because he was a novi, and he was also a machashev, a magician, he was able to see what's going to happen in the future. So, for example, he saw that tomorrow a certain fellow is going to win the lottery, is going to become a millionaire. So Bilam went up to him a day earlier and said to him, I give you a brucha that tomorrow you should win the lottery, you're going to become a millionaire. And the next day, the fellow won the lottery. And he thought this was a result of the brucha of Bilam. Really, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with Bilam. Just that Bilam was able to see into the future. So Bilam pretended as if it was his brucha. But really, it had nothing to do with Bilam. Bilam, says the Racham HaKodesh, had no power whatsoever to give any bruchas to anybody. He could only give a klula. But Bullock didn't know that. So Bullock didn't know that this was the cunningness of Bilam, that it was really not his bruchas. So he said, I know, ki yodat, I know, asher tevorach mevorach. We all know countless stories. You gave a brucha to a person, and the next day it happened. But it wasn't actually the result of the bruch of Bilam. This was just how Bilam was deceiving people. Azoi zukt Aracham HaKodesh. With his words now we understand. Bilam had no koyach to give a brucha. So he was unable to give a brucha to Moav, that Moav should be mighty, should be victorious, should be able to overcome all their enemies. Because his bruchas were meaningless, were useless. The only koyach he had was to give klulas. So therefore, when he wasn't able to give a klula to Klal Yisrael, he couldn't then give a brucha to Moav that they should be saved. There's an amazing story from the Or HaChaim HaKodesh as follows. Just before he was Nifta, he lived in Eretz Yisrael some 250, 300 years ago. Just before he was Nifta, his Rebbetzin asked him, how is she going to manage after he was Nifta? Where is she going to have money from to buy food and to see to everything? How is she going to continue? So the Racham HaKodesh told her, don't worry. After I'm Nifta, a very wealthy man is going to come, is going to want to buy my tefillin for a very, very, very large sum of money. You can sell him my tefillin, and with the money that he's going to pay for them, you'll be able to live comfortably and you'll be okay. But said the Racham HaKodesh, there's one condition. You've got to tell this person that he may never ever speak whilst he's wearing my tefillin. Whilst he's wearing my tefillin, he's not allowed to speak. But Kachava, the Racham HaKodesh was Nifta, and a few days or a few weeks later, there was a knock on her door, and there came there a very wealthy man who was on a visit to Eretz Yisrael from Turkey, from Istanbul, and he said he'd heard that Or HaChaim HaKodesh was Nifta. I'd like to buy his tefillin, and I'm willing to pay an absolute fortune. So the Rebbe and the Or HaChaim HaKodesh told him, yes, I'm happy to sell you the tefillin. And she told him over what her husband had said, that somebody would come to buy the tefillin. But there's a condition. He has to be makabel on himself never to speak with the tefillin. And he said, of course, I'll keep it. He bought the tefillin, and for many years he wore these tefillin. And one day, at the end of davening, before he'd taken off the tefillin, somebody came over to him and started to speak to him. And he forgot himself, and he answered back. A minute or two later, he suddenly chapped, That was the condition. I was not allowed to speak ever wearing these tefillin. I was just over this tonight. He felt terrible. And the next day, when he took out these tefillin, he picked them up and he said, I'm worried. I feel something has happened to these tefillin. Something has happened to these tefillin. So he took the tefillin to a sofer. He said, do me a favor, open up the tefillin. I want you to check the parshias to make sure that everything's all right. The sofer opened up the tefillin, took out the parshias to check them, and when took out the parshias, they saw that the parchment was blank. There was nothing on it. Blank parchment. There was nothing there. When this man had spoken, all the letters which were written in the Tefillin of Krishma and the Parshis that we have, Kaddish Rav Yacha, they all just, Oisis Polchus Bavir, they all evaporated and they disappeared. The Parshis of the Racham HaKodesh were so heilig that they couldn't take, they couldn't be soivel that somebody should be speaking Stam Dvorim Ba'alma wearing those parshas. So they ran off, they disappeared, they evaporated. This is a story of the Kedisha of the Orach Haim HaKodesh. So now we understand, so the Orach Haim HaKodesh, to give a brucha, you can't give a brucha if you're just a blank piece of paper. In Kal V'chaim, if you're a muddy piece of paper, like Bilam was, you got no koyach to give a brucha. So the Orach Haim HaKodesh, how could he give a brucha? It's like a birchas chamoya. It's absolutely meaningless. The Teretz is, he couldn't give a brucha. Not able to give a brucha. So this is one yesod I wanted to share with you. In the Haftorah of Parshas Bullock, we say a pusik from Sefer Micha. Well, Micha Hanovi says to Klal Yisrael the following words: Ami, my nation, Zechonu, please remember, Mayuatz Bullock Melech Moyov. What did Bullock, the king of Moyov, try to plan against Klal Yisrael? Ima una oisoi Bilam ben Ba'oi. And what did Bilam ben Ba'oi answer him? Leman das tzidkois Hashem. In order that you should remember the tzedukos, the gewaldige chassudim, which the Boishim performed with us. So this is the Haftorah of Parshas Bullock. And some of the Gedoyle Achroinim quote this pusik, the Haredim and others, that there's a mitzvah every day to remember the story of Parshas Bullock. Because the Novi says, Ami Zechono, you need to remember this. We know there are sheish mitzvahs, sheish zechiros. The Ramban says the mitzvahs we should remember, like Zuchzim Shabbos Lekadshoi, Zeichas Shus Lechamulek, and so on, printed in many Sadim after Shabbat, after Shachris, sheish zechiros. There are some of Oshim which add on another few. One of these is to remember every single day Parshas Bullock. Why? Because that's what the Novi says. Ami, my nation, Zechono, remember what Bullock and Bilam tried to do. The question is, this Frekter Meir Arik, why is this story so important that we have to remember this more than many other things? So, in the Sefer Chusad Yavetz from Rabbi Yosef Yavetz, who lived 500 years ago at the time of the Spanish Inquisition, he's got a perish on Masechtas Ovis. And in Perek Hay, where the Mishnah tells us Asura Dvurim Nivri Be'erev Shabbos, and one of them was the Piha Usoin, the mouth of the donkey which spoke to Bilam, right there the Chusad Yavetz, a gewaldige gezach. And he says as follows, Ein b'chol ha-Torah, we do not find anywhere in the entire Torah Dove Yoira Alahavas Hashem Yisburach Al Yisrael Kazeh. We don't find another place in the Torah which brings out so vividly and demonstrates so greatly the Gewaltige Ahava which the Rabbi Shema has for Klal Yisrael, like this story of Parshas Bullock. Why? Why is this more than everything else? So writes the Chusad Yavetz as follows. Normally, we know, like, for example, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Shteit V'yas, B'nai Yisrael es Mitzrayim, they saw the Mitzrayim running after them. V'yitzak B'nai Yisrael Hashem, they cried out Hashem. All other times, whenever Klal Yisrael was on Eis Surah, we are speaking about Klal Yisrael daven to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu daven to Hashem. So we know that Rabbi Nishalem answers the tefillahs, and especially tefillahs of tzaddikim. Ritzon Yerev Yasev, Eshavusom Yishma V'yoshin, Rabbi Nishalem answers our tefillahs. So it's not such a chiddush. Of course we have to thank Hashem, but it's not such a chiddush that when Yidden were in a time of danger, and they daven to Hashem, Rabbi Nishalem answers that tefillah. Says the Chusad Yavetz, but this story of Bilam and bullock took place without Klal Yisrael, without Moshe Rabbeinu being even aware of what was going on. They were plotting behind our backs. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made the whole story happen, how the Usun should speak to Bilam, how Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael, and all came out brachas, without the intervention of Klal Yisrael, without us davening to Hashem, without us doing any teshiva. This was all done without our knowledge. Zukta Chosid Yavis calls a Shaloi al Yedei Novi. This was not even with Moshe Rabbeinu interceding on our behalf. Sha'omer bepez lefunov velo yal yedei tefillah shispal Yisrael ki lo yodi bechol eila. And this is what the Novi Micha says, why we need to remember this story. Ami zechor, no, why? Leman das tzidkos Hashem. This took place only because of tzidkos Hashem. Boishim loves Klal Yisrael. So this is a unique parsha. And this lesson has for us a gewaltige importance now at the moment. As we know, Baruch Hashem, that we've been zoicha to gewaltige yeshia in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish lemala miderech hateva. Many rabbonim, many gedolim have said that this just happened now a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, how the Iranian nuclear sites were destroyed. This is mamish a yeshia, a gewaltige yeshia. One trembles to think, chas v'shulam, what they would have done if they would have had their nuclear weapons in just another few weeks or months down the road. And the Rebbein Shalom b'derech lemala miderech hateva performs for us for such nisim. We wake up in the morning and we hear that Baruch Hashem, America got involved, bombed the sites, all been destroyed. Unbelievable. For years and decades, one's been worried, what's going to be, what's going to be. And the Rebbein Shalom performs gewaldige nisim. But we have a chiyuv of akrus hatoiv to thank the Rebbein Shalom for all his chasudim. We say taka every single day in Shachris, just before Shmoyne Esra, between Krishma and Shmoyne Esra. Ezos avoiseini atohi me'olam. Rebbein Shalom, you are the one who's helping our forefathers. Me'olam, all generations. Mugin im Moshia lahem, v'levneim achareyem, b'chol doi v'doi. We say, Rebbein Shalom, you are the one, b'chol doi v'doi. Emes ati uden lamecha melech giboi, lo rev rivom. You fight our battles for us, lo ovois ibunim. So this is something we need to always remember. There's a famous quotation from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the same thing is written in the Sefer Tzeder Lederach, from one of the earlier Kadmoinim, that as great as the Ness of Kriyas Yamsuf was, writes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he feels and he believes that the Ness of the Kiyam, the existence of Klal Yisrael in all generations, although we are Aser Pazira Beino Amim, we're just one sheep among 70, is even greater than all the Nisim that have been performed throughout the ages for Klal Yisrael. And this is what we are seeing nowadays in our times. He writes as follows, Chai Nafshi, I promise you, Bizboinani Beneflus Eile, Godly Etzli Yoisa, this is Bami greater, Mikol Nisim Neflus Usa Shinzuch Lav Sim Sraim, if I'm midway through, and finishes off Rabbi Yaakov Emden, V'chol ma she'orach ha'gulis yoisa, the longer the gulis carries on, nis amitz ha'nes yoisa, I see the ness is becoming greater and greater, v'noi demasa tokfoi igivirusa. So this is something we have to thank Hashem. We say in Hallel, Hallis Hashem kol goyim, shabachihi kol ho'imim, ki gova oleini chazdoi. And before Shem asks Kasha, why do the Goyim have to thank Hashem? Ki gova oleini chazdoi, they have to thank Hashem? Said the crook of a Rav, Rabbi Shimon Sofer, the Yidden don't even know half the things the Goyim get up to, how they are plotting and scheming to harm Klal Yisrael. The Goyim they know better than us what they've been trying and how all their plans, their boishim destroys them. So halis Hashem kol goyim, the goyim who they tried to destroy us. Iran has been working, not for days, not for years, not for months, not for years, for decades on this nuclear weapons. They have spent not millions and not billions, but trillions, trillions, however much trillions, I don't know what trillions is, but after billions comes trillions, I don't even know what trillions is, but trillions, trillions. So they've spent, and what happened? Gone, finished, destroyed. So this is Halis Hashem Kol Goyim. They have to thank Hashem. Kiguva Aleini Chazdoi. They know better than us. Kiguva Aleini Chazdoi. One more final vault I want to say on the Pasha as follows. State in the Pusik, Vayoy Melekim El Bilam, said Hashem to Bilam, Loisei Lechimuam. You're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go with them. Loisusam, you can't curse Klal Yisrael. Kiburachi. Then we have just a few psikim later. It seems that the Rebbe Shem changes his mind. Kaviyachol. Vayuvay Elakim El Bilam Laila. The Rebbe Shem comes back again to Bilam. Vayoyimunoy, and he says to him, Im likra lachor boyanushim. If they've come to call you, kim leich itom. You can go with them. Ah, so Bilam gets up in the morning. Vayukam Bilam Baboika, Vayachwesh Sasoina, he gets his donkey ready, Vayelachim Suramoyev, and he goes with them. It says in the Torah, Vayicha Afalekim, Kiholachi. Rabbi Shem was very annoyed that Bilam's going. Asked him a fortune, difficult to understand what's going on. First Hashem said, you can't go with them. Then Hashem says, Imlikalachubuya Nushim, if they're coming to call you, you can't go with them. So Hashem said, you can go. Ah, you can go? So when Bilam goes, why is Hashem angry? Rashi says a very also interesting comment. If they've come to call you, what does it mean if they've come to call you? Says Rashi, if they've come for you, that you're going to be paid for going with them, then leichitom. If you're going free of charge, no, don't go. But if you're going to be paid, says Rabbi Shem, I feel bad for you, Bilam. I don't want you to lose out. You can make a lot of money. I feel bad. Then you can go. What does Rashi mean? So Zuk Reb Shimon Shvab, a gewaltig gewalt, as follows. Every person can only achieve something in life if he means what he's doing. If he believes in what he's doing. If he believes in what he's saying, you'll get somewhere. But if you yourself don't believe in the power of your words, if you yourself don't believe in what you're doing, it's just empty, meaningless actions. Bilam wanted to go to curse Klal Yisrael. Said Hashem, you can't go. They were the emes. Bilam was the emes soina. He hated Klal Yisrael. Said the Rebbe Shem, if you go and you curse them, your words will have a power because you hate Klal Yisrael, and words which are said, and you mean what you say, those are dangerous words. I don't want you to go. But Bilam wanted to go. And he says, Rabbi Shem, I'm going to lose all of money. I want money. Ah, says Rabbi Shem, if that's why you're going, because just they're going to pay you, if that's the only reason why you're going, oh, im likra lachubuy anushim, says Rashi, if they're going to pay you, you can go. And it's all meaningless because your words will have no power. It's meaningless, empty words. So you can go and you can say whatever you want. Nothing's going to happen. So Bilam gets a green light, but only because he's being paid. Vayukam Bilam Baboik, he gets up in the morning. He himself got ready his donkey. Says Rashi, why did he get ready his donkey? Mikan shasin makalkeles ashira shechoveshivas. Although he was a very important person, he got ready his donkey himself. Because he hated the Eden. He was eager to go. He wanted to go. Ah, so you're not going just because you're being paid. You're going because you believe. You hate the Eden. You're saying it with conviction. Ah, oy bezoy. So the Rebbe Shem was angry. Because he wanted to go. Not just because he's being paid. So this is a gewaltige lesson. If we want to achieve something in life, We need to believe ourselves in what we're doing. We need to know what we're doing is the correct thing. If we're just doing it to find favor in other people's eyes, if we're doing it for ulterior motives, if we're doing it just to be paid, then it's just empty actions, empty words. But when we believe in what we're doing, then we'll be matzliach, omen ken yirut.